In the wake of the massive fire that destroyed much of Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris earlier this week, a debate has emerged about what it means to rebuild it authentically.
What kinds of materials should be used? Should the architecture be exactly matched? Well, it turns out those questions aren't as simple as they may seem. Our co-host Lauren Gilger spoke with the head of ASU's architecture program, Mark Neveu, more about it.
So assuming that they'll rebuild Notre Dame in this authentic, quote-unquote, way, what does that mean exactly? Does that mean that you try to recreate with the same materials and the same building techniques what it was from, 800 years ago?
So that's a really tricky question because the building itself was built over about 200 years. So you have 200 years of technology development. So that's a difference. And then in the 19th century, it was rebuilt again by Viollet-le-Duc after the French Revolution. So if you went into the cathedral a week ago, you would have seen a building that was built over a span of 200 years, mm-hmm. 800 years ago. And then you have a building that was reconstructed 150 years ago.
Hmm.
And that's the majority of what you saw. So that was what was destroyed, the roof line, the attic structure known as the forest, that was 800 years old. Those modes of construction are very difficult to recreate. Those materials are very difficult to recreate because the forest that wood was taken from was a very old forest. We don't have the same wood. We don't have the same ability to make the construction joints.
Wow.
So that gets kind of difficult to recreate. That said, the fact that the building itself was renovated in the 19th century begs, in a very different way, I should add, begs the question of what is authentic.
Right.
Because the building itself is it's a living thing, right? It changes over time.
Right. So it's not necessarily like this has never happened before. Why was it rebuilt 150 years ago?
After the revolution, the building was in very bad shape. So during the revolution, the building was attacked, literally. And so it was seen as a symbol of the monarchy, and it was attacked. And so the building needed a serious renovation. And so at that point, many, many Gothic buildings across France were in need of restoration.
Hmm.
They were in need of help. There were massive stone quarries, essentially. The buildings themselves were seen as just basically fodder for other buildings. So when Viollet-le-Duc arrives in the 19th century, he is very interested in the notion of restoration. His idea of restoration, however, as seen today, would be completely radical. He thought that one should not restore to preserve, but one should restore to improve.
Hmm.
And what that meant is that you should restore a building not in the manner that it was, but in the manner that it could have been. And so that changes things radically. So Notre Dame becomes a much more daring Gothic than it was.
Interesting. Okay, so I guess in a way that makes you feel a little bit better about the sense that this has happened in the past. It has been rebuilt before, but it also is pretty much the exact same debate that's going to happen now in France. What does that debate look like?
It's going to be messy because this is such an icon. And I'll give you one example. It might be analogous in some ways. So in the early part of the 20th century, there was a house designed by Corbusier, a very important house called Villa Savoye. The house itself, when built, was uninhabitable. So when it was first constructed, it leaked, the windows weren't very good, etc. The war happened. The family left. During the war, it was inhabited by French and American and then German soldiers and was essentially destroyed. When Corbusier was about 3 years before he died, it was quote-unquote restored. And what that meant was it was updated, the plumbing was fixed, the windows were improved, etc. After he died, it was considered a national monument. What that meant is that it needed to be restored. So it was restored to its original condition, which in fact was not very good, but it was improved upon. But now it's uninhabitable again. So the house was never inhabited. But it stands as a sort of perfect example of architecture from now almost 100 years ago.
Okay.
But it's uninhabitable.
But it's uninhabitable.
Right. So for Notre Dame, it's a building that's actually used still. It's a cathedral.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is whether or not we want to restore it to a moment that is not usable, or do we want to actually continue it or to make it a living building, which it is, right, and actually have people continue to use it.
So there's already a contest to rebuild the spire that fell in the fire. That's part of this, right? But are you envisioning this ending up looking like something that is like the structure of a Gothic cathedral but with modern flair? I mean, what would this look like?
That's a really good question. The spire was a 19th century addition.
Hmm.
So even that was considered to be strange, right? That was considered to be modern. So in that spirit, we would actually rebuild it in contemporary materials, and we can do that, right? It could be many different materials. So it can be done. I think, you know, if you look at the Sagrada Familia in Barcelona, that's a building that was started over 100 years ago and more recently was finished. And it was finished because of modern means of construction. And it looks kind of strange. You know, there's two very, very different approaches to stone making, right? So it does look sort of odd to us. In 100 years, it won't look strange at all.
That's so interesting. Right. So, okay, I'll ask you the very esoteric question then. So you mentioned, you know, that it's a living building, and what is authentic, what is historic is not necessarily what it was at the time. As you as France tackles this question about this iconic thing, how do you think that they will weigh that question? I mean, do you think that people will be able to wrap their heads around something that doesn't look like what it used to look like?
I would like to think we could, but I don't think we will. Mm-hmm. I do think that the sort of icon of the building, I mean, think about the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
You know, I think that would be rebuilt exactly as it was if that were to be destroyed. It's just the building has such an iconic presence that to change it in any radical way, I think would be very difficult. That said, I wish we could.
Is this just out of nostalgia at this point? You think we would rebuild it in this old way, but it should, if it was being actually authentic, be rebuilt in a different way?
That's exactly right.
Interesting. So what would you envision this looking like?
Well, I think that the ability to carve stone in the 19th century and also in the 12th century is very different. Mm-hmm. So that's called stereotomy. So we don't have the same skill set to do that, but we do have modern technology that can cut stone in ways that, you know, are very similar. So we can match the stonework pretty well. Mm. So I don't think that's going to be a problem. I do think that there's a potential to actually rethink what that looks like. But again, I don't think it's going to happen. I just think that there's such nostalgia for the image of the building. And it's a really important icon. You know, it's right in the center of Paris. It's on the Ile de la Cité. It's so important to French culture, to Parisian culture. I just think that the stakes are really high and that I don't think it's going to be a daring renovation.
And there's something to be said for that, too, right? About preserving this in the way that it was for so long for that city and for that place and for the world, really.
Yes, but it's also tricky because it's a 19th century building, right? So that 19th century, 12th century dichotomy, we don't see it with our modern eyes. It looks all old to us. And in fact, it's very, very different. So if you took one building in 12th century and another building in the 19th century, they would be different. Mm. And they were. But to our eyes, they still seem old.
All right. Mark Niveau, head of the architecture department at ASU's Design School. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.